Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Lugubrious tidings from the Faroe Islands. In case you don't know where that is, that's halfway between the United Kingdom and Iceland. Faroe as in sheep in Danish, not as in the kings of ancient Egypt. Well, it's a terrible day, very dark day, a terrible setback for human rights, a defeat for human dignity, when the most fundamental right of all has been deprived. People have had this right taken away, the most vulnerable members of society, little children. The war on children has been declared in the Faroe Islands. And up until this moment, the Faroe Islands was one of the few places in the Western world which was a holdout, which defended children and said, no, children must be protected. A girl or a boy must be safe in the womb. That violence against an infant is a terrible crime. So they love their children, but sadly no longer. I'm glad that at least there's a large minority of Faroese people who are decent. And the Faroese, they put much of the Occident to shame. And in Ireland, one of the things that's proudest of as an Irishman is we really were the moral tutors of the Western world. We were keeping the lamp of civilization burning, saying no infanticide until 2018. And very sadly, by a large majority, evil has defeated good. And County Donegal, well, the crown goes to them, the only county in the Emerald Isle that said, no, save children. Anyway, now abortion was allowed in the Faroe Islands when it was genuinely necessary. When it was a case of maternal health, it was allowed, as allowed in virtually the entire world in the situation. If there was a risk to the health, not even just the life, to the health of the woman, then this mother was allowed to abort her daughter or son. Now, that must be a terrible, heartbreaking thing to do for those who've got a shred of moral decency, or indeed, if this child was conceived as a result of rape. Now, that's also contentious, because they don't have the death penalty for rapists, and they shouldn't. I don't want the death penalty at all. And they certainly shouldn't have it for an innocent child. And obviously, a woman who's been raped has gone through the most horrendous ordeal. She may suffer lifelong trauma from this. So that's monstrous. I wouldn't want anyone to suffer that. But then put abortion as yet another trauma with anyone who's got any decency. And obviously, a woman who's pregnant as a result of rape is not doing something as bad as a woman who's pregnant as a result of consensual intercourse. But the result for the child is the same. And good can come out of evil, because some women who've conceived daughters or sons through rape give birth and they come to love their children, despite the terrible crime that the child's father committed against the mother, because these children are just as human as anybody else. The other thing is the Faroese allowed abortion in the case of incest. Now, why would that make any difference to the child's human rights? Obviously, it can't be easy growing up knowing that you don't have to know that could be given up for adoption. The trouble is, what's incest? Yes, I know it's his first degree blood relatives. That's definitely incest. What if it's first cousins? There are jurisdictions where marrying one's first cousin is perfectly normal. Or is it second cousin or third cousin or fourth cousin? I don't know how far you go. How much is too remote? So anyway, by a single vote in the Faroese parliament, they did this. And obviously, the feminazis are jubilant. They are prematurely dancing on the graves of the thousands of children they want to sentence to death. Then they have the nerve to call murder health care, to say abortion is safe. It is not safe. The death rate is 100% for the victims, as though injecting someone's heart with a deadly poison is safe. Are you out of your mind? Causing cardiac arrest is safe. Do you want a cardiac arrest? Is that healthcare? You know, as though vivisection is safe. Would ripping your arm off be safe for you? Would ripping your legs off be safe for you? Would causing exsanguination be safe? Ripping someone's head off is not safe for that person. Breaking somebody's spine is not safe. Do you want that done to you? What makes you think that children want it done to you? And so forth. Would cutting you off from oxygen until the point of death be safe? So this really is preposterous. It's actually sickening, revolting, leading to the general brutalization of society. And it was often defended on the basis that people can make their own decisions. Yeah, well, girls and boys can make their own decisions. From almost the first month in utero, they're moving independently. So their brains are deciding things. It's not the mother who's deciding things. Is the girl or boy herself or himself? Okay, do these things without fear. Well, the children may well have fear if they knew it was without stigma. Of course there should be stigma. murder should be stigmatized? How can we destigmatize the most gross abuse of human rights and criminalization? Of course, this is a crime against humanity. And those who murder little children deserve absolutely everything they get. These girls and boys should be saved. You know, and no, I don't hate murderers, men or women or whatever, of adults or children. It's a terrible, terrible thing to do to an adult or to do to a child. But I've loved women who've committed this monstrous crime. And I realize even those who are serving life sentences for murder, they can be good in other ways. And so we go on. So and for the law is going to come into effect the 1st of July the following year. Wow. So it is a very terrible thing that this has been happening. And obviously the child abuse industry calls this whatever, a matter about whatever, personal decision or something like that. Yes, but that doesn't make it acceptable. Rape is a personal decision, isn't it? Kidnapping is a personal decision, isn't it? Enslavement is a personal decision. Torture is a personal decision. Every act of violence, every act of abuse is a decision, not the victim's decision. And these girls and boys, they're not old enough to decide things, but the one thing we can be sure of, they do not want to be murdered. So therefore, we have to make decisions on their behalf, which is to keep them safe. And parental authority is not unlimited. If the parent is doing an act of gratuitous violence against a child, that is abusive. At that point, the state has to step in to protect the interests of the child. And these semantic and illogical contortionists will pretend that a child is not a child when he or she is in utero. Their arguments are utterly specious. They will take the cases, the rarest, the rare heartbreaking cases I heard about tonight. A Texan woman who conceived her child, she and her husband were overjoyed, but they discovered their daughter had some terrible congenital abnormality whereby her lungs weren't developed properly. She was born at full time and term and suffocate immediately. But Texan law recognized that girl's right to life and said, even though she's got a terminal condition, she's going to live at least those 9 months. And I know that's horrific and traumatic for the mother. It's a heartbreaking case. But nevertheless, the solution to terminal illness is not to kill the person, is it? If you find out someone's terminally ill with whatever condition, you wouldn't go and kill that person right away, would you? If such a person were to seek euthanasia, that'd be a different decision. But, you know, maybe you should make an exemption for that mother because of the trauma to her mental health, which even commits suicide. You could argue that's the case. But that is about 1 in 100,000 abortions. 99% of abortions, there is no risk to the mother's life and usually not even the slightest risk to her health either. And no stretch marks don't count. So I know pregnancy can be physically and emotionally very difficult. But don't become pregnant then. You know that. Women can become pregnant. Men count. I did not create that situation. That is the situation. People say no uterus, no opinion. Well, that is completely that's a nonsense. It's a cop out. I'm a member of the human race. I was an embryo. I was a fetus. It could have happened to me. It didn't happen to me. I don't want to happen to other people. A bit like saying, you know, I've never been raped and I don't want it to happen to other people. Just because it hasn't happened to me doesn't mean it's okay to do it to someone else. You know, I'm no longer in utero. I'm out of the danger zone, which doesn't mean I should pull up the ladder behind me and say, yeah, you can slaughter every little girl and boy whoever exists and so on. So this is a huge setback for human rights. It's a huge body blow to bodily autonomy. What are the bodies of the girls and boys? So a baby in utero is not an organ of the mother's body. A baby in utero is not a tumor. He or she is a separate individual. He or she is unique. This is proven by fingerprint, by DNA, by iris print, by palm print, by footprint. In every possible way, they move independently. They are separate people. So this is an absolutely terrible decision. It's very, very sad. But there are some gallant countries standing up to feminazi bigotry, to the abortion industry, which will not be satisfied till it's slaughtered every single baby in the world. So the Principality of Monaco, the Republic of Poland, so Liechtenstein, the Republika Tamalta, and Andorra. These are the countries that actually defend children, and other bigots and demagogues should back off. There are a lot of psychos, a lot of child abusers out of there, a lot of sickos, a lot of ignoramuses, and a lot of bigots. So, you know, we should not sacrifice children to these people. So there we go. Do what you can to save children. End this culture of death. End violence against the most innocent members of our society.